So, the idea of this session is to show the basis of integrating your bitmap map into your application and try to cover the basis step of integrating it. This will go from how do I put it onto my application, but also how to register to get the valid key. And to cover the basic steps to modify the view of the map. To cover how to add some elements onto to the map, modify the view, adding push pins and all kind of other elements that we can do. So my name is Christophe Perens. I'm from the company Neomitic. So in the context of this webcast, I'm presenting it through the Mitic user group. So most of the slides will be available onto my blog. They will be available soon, so probably end of this week. And just in two words about Mitic. So Mitic is a user group composed by IT professionals who want to give and to promote information technologies. We have also an all new set of training networks through our experts and our trainers, which are giving those courses. So this is for the attendance. So you will be able to download about tomorrow or at least Friday all the different slides, and also I will publish small little blocks about most of the different samples I will expose today. So, for the agenda, the presentation will be done mainly through demonstrations. So I will, in most of the cases, present a snapshot of the screen of the Windows Phone and explain a little bit what's the purpose of the element. Then we will try to perform the same action that we see onto the screen onto a real application. So we will do the demonstration in real time, so that you will be able to follow the demonstrations by your own. And after on, I will just mention inside of the slides the key points of the different APIs that we use inside of the demonstration. So this is the way that the presentation will be done. So of course, we will begin with a small presentation about Bingmap itself. So what are the different services that are provided at the server side of Bingmap? And then we will focus on the usage of the Bingmap control onto the Windows Phone device. So, beginning with a small overview. So we have to know that when adding the Bingmap control onto our Windows Phone device or onto a PC, this component will run locally onto your computer or onto your Windows Phone, but will be constantly in communication with the server side of Bingmap. So you have always to remember that this means for a mobile device that you need to have a network connection available, a data connection available to be able to handle the Bingmap control. So this means that when making your application and you need to include a Bingmap control inside of your application, you have always to take care about the fact that if there is no network data available, what should the application do? Should it hide the control? Should it provide an alternate screen or whatever? So this is one of the first things you have to keep in mind, is that you need a data connection. If your data connection is not there, then you need in some way to provide to the end user an alternative regarding to the behavior of the application. So, as I mentioned, the desktop version or the Windows Phone version will connect to a set of different services that are provided onto the Bingmap servers. So those different services will be composed in mainly three parts. So we have the SOAP services. So basically the SOAP services are a set of different objects that can be called remotely through SOAP calls. We will see inside of one of the demonstrations how to call those SOAP services specifically for making a routing between two points onto the map. We have also a set of REST services. So the REST services are used to enhance the content that you want to keep inside of your device and that you want to transfer from the server to the client side. So having specific items or a list of different push pins that you want to locate, or hotels, or also if you want traffic information when it is supported, you can do those different retrieve those different informations from and through the REST services. We have also special data services, so which allow you to keep and to retrieve specific data to include it inside of your map control. So keep in mind, and this is maybe one of the main points when you want to include the bitmap control inside of your application onto a Windows Phone device, you need a data connection. So this is really important. And in most of the cases, when you will develop your application, you will do it onto your laptop, you will do it onto your PC, where you will use the emulator, and in all the cases you will have a network connection. But when you use it onto a real device in real life, this data connection is not guaranteed. So you have always to test your application regarding a situation where there is no data connection by disabling the data connection of your device and seeing how the application will be usable by the end user. So I will begin with enumerating the main parts of the Bing services and the different SOAP objects that are available. So on the slide you have a reference where you will be able to find all the SOAP endpoint addresses. So the enumeration will be always beginning with HTTP def virtualearth.net slash web services slash v1. And then if you concatenate it with slash geocodeservices.geocodeservices.svs or imagery.imagery.services.svs, you will be able each time to access to the different features regarding geocode, imagery, road, and also church. So inside of the last demonstration that we will perform, we will call the route service to be able to calculate a route in between two points and to get all the different roads that we need to take to achieve the destination regarding the different points. So this is for the SOAP services. So through the SOAP services, you will not be able to get all the information that are stored onto the Bing Map services. Another way to retrieve information is by performing a REST. So basically it's the composition of a specific URL, and depending the different parameters that you will provide to this URL, you will receive an XML file back. And depending the parameters, you will have what you call it, which means you will be able to retrieve location information, imagery, and routes. So this can be done also through the SOAP calls or through the REST calls. But there is another thing which is not available yet through the SOAP services, which is the traffic control. So traffic control, of course, is not supported in a lot of countries today. But if you take a look on Seattle, you will be able to see where there are some traffic jams or such kind of things. So maybe one day we'll have a Belgium coverage, maybe. So also you can find on the bottom of the slide a reference on where to find all the different REST APIs, which means what you will be able to query and what are the informations that you will be able to retrieve. So this was for the server side, so which are all the different services that are provided by Microsoft onto their Bing Map service. Of course, all those different informations will be included at the client side through a control. So the controls that are used are basically the same in between the desktop version or the Windows Phone version. So there are some small little differences in the namespaces, and also there are some specific supports onto the phone to be able to be linked directly with the GPS and the geolocalization which is provided onto the phone. So basically the control is the map control. It provides all kind of methods and events, properties to be able to be controlled, like for example the property to show the aerial view or the road view will be able to modify the view of the control itself, which means we'll be able to center onto a specific position. We can also increase or decrease the zoom level to be able to see a view regarding a country, a city, or even at the road level. We can also, by giving a set of different points, ask the control to display onto the screen the map that contains all the different controls. It will perform an automatic zoom level so that each of the different points will be able to be viewed onto the map. So there is an enumeration of different events that are supported by the Bing Map control. So we'll not go to each of those different events, each of those different properties and also methods, but I will try to cover those which are mostly used inside of a Windows Phone application. There is also a Mercator utility, which is a static helper class, which give you a way to make conversions regarding the different GPS positions to all the kind of coordinates that can be used in mapping. So, as I told you, I will try to do a lot of different demonstrations. So, of course, one of the first demonstrations I will do is to make the basic application that we will use through the different demonstrations and see all the different steps that we will need to do to be able to add some stuff. And, of course, one of the steps will be to add the map control on it. So I will switch to my Visual Studio. Try to find it. Okay. So first step that we will need to do is to create a new project. So a new project will be based on Silverlight for Windows Phone. So we will just choose the Windows Phone application, which is the basic template for making our application. So in this case, I will call my application Webcast. Once I have chosen that, I need to specify for which kind of version we target the application. If it is for Windows Phone OS 7.1, which means the Windows Phone Mango 7.5. So because what's mentioned inside of the Visual Studio is the version of the operating system, the Windows CE, which is underneath the Windows Phone application level, or Windows 7.0, which is Windows Phone 7.0 or 7.1. Okay, so watch out for the confusion. In this case, whatever kind of target you need to select, all the different samples will function in both of the different versions. So I will choose the last version because most of the devices will be upgraded to the Mango version in the coming days. So in this case, I will make my application for the operating system 7.1, which means Windows Phone 7.5. Okay, so watch out for the confusion again. Okay, so regarding the screen resolution, I will have to walk a little bit onto my different screens. So trying to release that. Okay, so don't have a lot of place to display everything, but I will do with that. Okay, so one of the first operations that we will perform is just to take inside of the toolbox the map control. So I will position it inside of my screen, taking it a full screen. So in this case, we will not do a lot of funny user experience, making a lot of colors and a lot of buttons, etc., etc. In this case, we will do most of the different samples inside directly on the code behind. Of course, some of you may say, okay, we may do a lot directly in XAML, which is true. And when you will have to do your real application, of course, you will do a lot of things inside of the XAML directly by setting, for example, the default zoom level, the default position. Also, this is a small trick. If you base your Bing map control, base it on the current location that should be detected by the phone, also watch out, maybe you don't have a valid GPS position onto your phone, which means that you have always to provide by default a valid position. Okay, so for example, middle of Brussels or middle of whatever kind of city. Otherwise, you will be put to the default location, which is encoded inside of the BIMPAC control, which will be basically in the middle of nowhere. So when you make your application, try to provide at least a default position to your bitmap control when making the application. So when you start making your application, you position your Bing map. By default, you have all the card of the world. so my map will be referenced as just map one in this case. And it will be referencing to this map one that will do most of our stuff inside of the source code. So just to figure out all the process of that, I will just through the emulator launch it. So I will share the emulator. Just figuring out where my emulator is located. Okay, share, and I don't see my emulator inside of the sharing part.
Share the desktop.
I'll try to share the desktop.
Yeah, okay.
See if it is better. Okay, so seems that by sharing the desktop, we have a better view on that. So what you can see, I don't know if it is well viewable on your screen. Inside of the bitmap control, just in the middle, you have a kind of message that defines invalid credentials, sign up for an account, etc., etc. So this means that by default, when you add the bitmap control inside of your code, you don't have a valid credential, which means that one of the first steps that we will have to perform will be to connect to Microsoft BingMap server to register ourselves to receive a valid key to be able to remove this this particular message. Also, if you don't do that, you will be able to use some basic functionalities of the Bing map control. But if you want, for example, to request a routing from one point to another or all kind of other functionalities, your request will just be denied because you don't have a valid credential. So this will be one of the things that we will see inside of this demonstration. Another point which is very important with the release of the new tools is that we will be able to test out our Bingmap control and our positioning through the GPS without the need to have a real device. So prior to the release of Mango with the previous tools, when you wanted to make a location application so that connects to the GPS of the device, the only way to test it out was or to have a real device or to simulate by adding some source code a flow of different positions regarding some timing. In this case, what we will be able to do is just to perform some routing by your own by putting all the different points and simulating that we will have, in this case, 70 points. I will be able, by switching from the positioning to live, to replay each of those different points. And what will happen is that every second we will go from one point to another one, and this position will be transferred to the internal GPS of the emulator, which means that when you use the emulator to connect to the GPS part of the emulated device, it will really receive valid GPS positions regarding those that you just mentioned inside of the additional tools that are provided by the emulator. So in this case, we will not directly map the GPS. So onto my blog will be available also a small demonstration that you will be able to perform at your site. That demonstrate this part by, instead of the emulator, instantiating the GPS part, making all different kind of points and viewing that when replaying inside of the emulator the different points, you will have the Bing map that will just move from the different parts which are there. So I'll close this part here. Going back to my slide. In this case, we added the Bing map control. We saw that one of the important things is that we have this kind of message that appears that requests some credentials. So before starting to really begin to work with the map, one of the first things that we need to do is just to connect to the Bing map portal to retrieve and a specific key that we will need to use. So in this case, I will connect with my own account to the portal. So taking my Explorer. So entering HTTP. www.bingmap.portal. com. Okay, so I will share the screen. Just waiting that you receive the screen. Okay, so when you access to the Bing map portal, we'll be asked to log on. Of course, if you don't have an account, you will need to create an account. Otherwise, you will be able to sign in for your connection. Okay, so connection is Should be done. No. It's not this one. Should be this one. Okay. So this is when we do some tests. So in this case, I have my account, and you have to fill in your name, company if you have one, contact address, etc., etc. And next part will be to create or view the different keys that that you have. So by default, you will be able to create only one key to retrieve it inside of your application. Watch out that when you chose to create a key, you will have the choice in between different usages of the control that you and the key that you will associate to your account. So just waiting that the request is processed. Yeah, so we have the demo effect. We'll try it again. So when you create the key, you will be asked for which kind of purpose and what kind of application type you want to make your key. So you have to specify a name, specify the URL of your company. You will get the key, but you have explicitly, if it is for Windows Phone applications, to choose the mobile one. Because the different services of Bingmap can be billable or not, which means that if you do an application that will run onto a desktop application that you made by your own, for example, I don't know, you do an application that tracks cars or whatever, and you want to use the Bingmap control and then to position the pushpin of and the location of all the different cars that you are tracking. In this case, you are making an application that will be sold, and for those purposes, there is some licensing that you have to fee to Microsoft. Regarding the Windows Phone 7 applications that use the Bingmap control, all the different calls will be free for use for that purpose. Okay, so don't forget to specify that you generate a key for a mobile purpose, then you specify submit, and the key will be associated regarding to your account. Okay. At the inside of the Bingmap account center, you will have also some ideas about what kind of prices or licenses exist regarding the purpose of your application if you want to do one for your PC. Otherwise, inside of the context of the Windows Phone applications, you can perform whatever kind of functionalities. You can access all the different functionalities that you want. So going back to that. So in my case, I have created an account. I have associated and created a key that I just recorded onto my laptop. Of course, you find also the URL where you will find the developer's informations, help files, etc., etc. I added also the URL regarding the licensing for the mobile applications, so you will be able to read it out and to figure out that everything is okay regarding your license and the usage of the Bingmap control. So, for example, one of the points is that your application should not be limited to some particular access through a username password. So when you use a Bingmap control, this means that your application should be able to be used by anybody who buy your application. But if you request some license fee for the usage of your application, then the licensing for mobile will not be applied for that purpose. So up to you to read out the licensings and all the different terms of usage of the Bingmap control regarding the type of application that you will perform. So in this case, I will add the key inside of my application. So going back to Visual Studio. Okay, so inside of my Visual Studio, we'll go inside of the code behind. So as I mentioned, I just have inside of my laptop the key that I need to use, and I will do it inside of the code. So taking the code behind, taking my still running, just stopping it. So instead of my map, I will add inside of the credential provider the new information, new having a small little problem. So should be back. Okay. So having my application ID credential provider, so I resolve it using the map. And inside of the different parameters, I will one of the parameter I need to specify will be the key that will be used inside of the application. So in this case, this is the key that I'm using, which is associated to our company. So if I just run the same application, so I will share the full desktop again, so that you will be able to view the emulator. So in this case, the message that appears asking you for the credentials will not be there anymore. So this means that now we have all the ability to access to the services that are provided by the VMAP server and to include most of the different parts that that we need. Okay, so next part, after adding the valid key, I will be able to begin manipulating my map. So here are some of the common used properties that you may use to define the default settings for your BMAP. So the center property, you have to provide a specific coordinate, longitude, latitude, and the control will center the content of the BMAP regarding to this particular position that will be centered onto the screen. So next point, as you see, by default, the zoom level of the BMAP control will show you the full Earth. So this means that we don't have a real detail. So if we want to see the street level and to make a full zoom on the street level, we can choose a zoom level of 17. Of course, the lesser the zoom level will be, or more you will be high in the sky regarding to the Earth. So another set of functions that is quite for use is that suppose that you want to show onto the BMAP control a set of different push pins, so which are some signs that you will be able to put onto the BMAP control, and you want by default to show onto the screen the size and the zoom level regarding the control to be able to see all the different push pins. What you can do is include inside of a list all those different locations, and the control will automatically, through the set view method, try to organize the map so that all the different points will be displayed onto the map. So we'll see that inside of the demonstrations that will be done later. So One of the first things that we will see, which is some basic property, will be to switch in between the road mode or the IRL mode. So depending what kind of applications you want to perform, one or the other, or maybe the user will be able to switch from one mode to another one to display those things. So continuing with a small demonstration, I will show you the two different ways to do that. Okay, so by default, as we see inside of the previous demonstration, we are in road mode. So in this case, I will switch to the IRL mode. So again, I will have my map one. I will have my mode. I have to choose. And I will be able to specify, in this case, I will take my snippets, the IRL mode, okay, so just figuring out, okay, I need to specify you. So if I run this time my application, instead of having the different roads that will appear, wondering my, I will have the view regarding the IRL mode. Okay, of course, if you want to return to the road mode, or if you want to be able to have two buttons from switching from IRL mode to road mode, you can specify to associate the road mode. And in this case, you will have the view as it was done previously. Okay, so this is for the road mode or the IRL mode. So basically, just one basic property to switch from road mode to IRL mode and specifying the good definition. So another thing which will be important will be the notion of push pins. So push pins in this case are the small stuff in black that you can mark onto the Bing map, a particular position, and defining some description. So in our case, and inside of the demonstrations, we will do it with some text. But up to you to just put any bitmap on it if you want to modify the visual behavior of your application. So we will also do a small demonstration for that. Okay. So in this case, I will create a push pin. So one of the first things that we will do will be to center the map to a specific position. So by making center, going to the road level. I have also predefined the coordinates of the building of Microsoft here in Brussels. Just adding it inside of the code. And so the ID is just to position a particular push pin onto the position of the Microsoft building. So I will switch back to IRL mode so that we will see the building. Just testing out if everything is fine up to now. Okay, so I don't know if you see it onto the screen. Okay, so everything is fine. Next part will be to define the push pin itself. So just taking the sample code that I written previously, just explaining it. So the idea is to this will be for later to define a new push pin. So the push pin is an object which is provided also by the set of objects that are provided by the bitmap control. I would specify a specific location where I want to pin it. Of course, it will be the same location as the one that I predefined it here. I will be able to give a content. I will be able also to specify a color. So in this case, I will apply some opacity on the color, and I will use some red color. I can increase it so that we will be able to see a bit more the level of the color. So if I compile, and of course, maybe the most important part, once I have created my push pin, the bitmap control has a collection of children objects that has to be rendered onto the control. So I will add the newly created push pin inside of the map so that it will be displayed. So if I run my application now, sharing again all the desktop. So in this case, you will be able to see where we are giving this this webcast. So we are just on the building here, and the push pin will be displayed on top of the building. It will be in red with a particular opacity with the name, etc., etc. So up to you to inside of the bitmap control to add all kind of push pins. So by default here we use just as content some text, but up to you to modify the template of the push pin to display a bitmap or some shapes or whatever. What you can do also is on the push pin itself. So you will be able to add some events. If the user, for example, hold his finger on the push pin or performs a mouse left up, for example, if your push pin is composed inside of a template by an image, but also some text block, you can do by default that the text block will be collapsed. And when the user hits the push pin to modify the property to make it visible, which will make an effect of having a kind of tooltip. So when the user hits the push pin, the text block will appear, and eventually when he hit back the push pin, you will be able to collapse or make it visible when you want. So just by associating the event and then making some handling behind this event. Okay, so going back to my slides. So regarding to the push pin, so really the idea is to be able to add content so that the end user that will use the bitmap control will just figure out some specific parts onto the map. So basically, it's really easy instantiating a new push pin object, specifying the location, specifying the content. By default, it will be text, but if you modify the template of the push pin, the content can be an image, can be a user control or custom control, can be composed by an image and a text block, and up to you to modify the behavior of all those different things. For example, when the user click onto the push pin, to make the text block visible or hidden, and to simulate a kind of tooltip onto the Bingmap. Of course, don't forget to add the push pin inside of the different elements that the map has to render later on. So inside of the different elements that can be rendered and that will be rendered by the control, we have also two other elements. The first one are the polylines. So the idea of the polylines is to be able to give a sequence of different points, and the control will, from each point to another one, just trace a line in between those two different points, which is just the notion of a polyline, which is a sequence of different lines. So if I make a small demonstration for that, taking back my Visual Studio. Okay. So inside of my Visual Studio, this time I need, of course, to be able to draw a line in between two points to provide two points. So in this case, just gathering the location of the Microsoft Innovation Center, which is located in Mons. So taking this second location, and I will create my different polylines. So I will not type too much code. I will just pick up the code that I just written yesterday. So in this case, wrong place. So in this case, the idea is I have two different locations onto my map. So by default, I was just making a zoom onto the Microsoft building. The idea here is I would like to see by default the two points onto my map. And whatever the coordinates are that I give, because maybe here I know where my positions are, but if they are coming from a database, maybe I don't know by default what is the size or where is the position of the map that I need to provide to the end user. I would like to let the control calculate by himself the best way to show the end user all the locations that are part and that must be visible. So in this case, I will just comment out the zoom level and the fact of centering my map onto a particular position. But I would like to leave the system just making the calculation for me, which means that what will be visible onto the screen will be a particular location rectangle, which means that inside of the enumeration of all the different locations that I will provide, so in this case the Microsoft building and the other one, which is the Microsoft Innovation building, those two points should be the borders of the rectangle. If I specify four or more elements, it will take, regarding a particular rectangle, the outbounds of all the different coordinates that I will provide to it. So once I have this enumeration of different positions, it will automatically calculate the best rectangle so that each of those different positions will be located onto the beam map when I will show it onto the screen with a specific function, which is setView. So going back to, I leave my push pin, doesn't care. So going back to my polyline. So the polyline, as mentioned when discussing through the slide, the idea is to provide an enumeration of different positions and asking the bitmap control just to trace a line in between each of those different points. So of course, in this case, I have two points, which means one line in between those two points. Of course, I will be able to define what kind of color, the opacity of the line, the thickness of the line, all kind of other properties. I will not enumerate them all. Of course, I need to, instead of the different locations, make my enumeration, and then add inside of the elements that has to be rendered by the control, my polyline. So if I run my sample this time, just switching to my full full screen. Okay, should arrive. Okay, so normally you should see on your screen that we have the position of Microsoft, we have the position of the Microsoft Innovation Center, and the system will just draw one particular line in between those two parts. So just to figuring out on the RL view, it's maybe clearly see, I will just add the push pin also of the Microsoft Innovation Center, so that it will be more visible. So I will add the push pin of the Microsoft Innovation Center, running back my my sample application, so that you clearly see that we want to go from the Microsoft Innovation Center up to Microsoft. Of course, the quickest way is always to draw a line. So it's not maybe the easiest way through the roads, but if you are traveling by helicopter or by plane, this is the best way to achieve the direct way. So this is the notion of the polyline. So the polyline is really a way just to trace a line in between two points. And if you have a sequence of points, you will have a line in between those different points. So the polyline will be used, for example, when we want to make a routing in between two points. So typically when you drive by car, you have a sequence of different roads that you have to take. Each portion of road that will be defined and when you get it back will be display it onto the Bingmap control as a particular line, which means a line in between two points to achieve the distance and the destination. So this is for the polyline. So polyline allow you so to trace lines in between points. So of course those lines can represent roads. But if you want, for example, to make measurements on a particular parcel, taking a sample, you make an application for geometers. They just have their Windows phone application. They go on each square of a particular parcel. They're just entering or validating the position of the GPS that was detected. And by just relaying those different points together, you will have a square that will be created, and the geometer will have a valid position inside of a particular parcel, and this can be represented by a sequence of lines to make the peripheral of the parcel. Now, maybe what we want to do, so in this case I have my polylines demo that was done, so we will get back through the slides the sample code for it. Though in some cases we don't want to just have in between those different points just a line, but we want to have a form that is filled, just to not show the lines but to have a kind of polygon. So in this case, as the slide shows it, we have four different points, but this time we don't use a polyline object, but we will use a polygon object. So the only difference between those two is that lines, the polyline is a sequence of line, and the polygon will just cover in between all the different points, you will be able to fill with some particular brush some informations. So again, if I take my example of the geometer who goes to some farmers and they say, okay, this parcel, I want to have this kind of stuff, the other one, other kind of stuff, they will be able, just by hitting and taking the valid GPS position, going to some particular points of the parcels, just to some choosing some different color, for example, to see what kind of stuff will be done. So if I take the sample code with my polygon, so going back to my Visual Studio. So in this case, I have my polyline that provides a line from the Microsoft Innovation Center to the Microsoft building. In this case, I will just make a polygon that will goes around the building of Microsoft. So again, we'll not lose too much time to take and to write all the code. I will just take the code that I've written. So in this case, as you can see, in between the two different codes that are displayed through the polyline, oops, I take it twice the same. Up. Okay, so basically we have the same kind of information that will be provided. So we will define a collection of locations. Then we will add a sequence of different locations. Of course, for the polyline, we have two positions. And to be able to represent a square onto my map, I need to provide up to four positions. But you will be able to, with three positions, we will have a triangle. And on more, you will define some points, or more you will be able to modify the view of your polygon that will be displayed. So in this case, I decide to also to define it in blue. I can, for example, change the color and choosing, for example, green. If I run my application this time, just switching back to the full screen so that you will be able to view the emulator. Okay, so of course my zoom level is not as precise here, but if I zoom onto the Microsoft building, I will have a polygon that will be displayed around the Microsoft building regarding to the four positions that I just mentioned. So here we have the polyline, which is the blue line that goes from the Microsoft Innovation Center up to the Microsoft building. And you have also a polygon that will just cover the building of Microsoft itself. So, going back to my slides. So regarding to the polygon, maybe the only difference is that we will modify the properties regarding to the polygon, which means that we don't have line colors or the thickness of the line, but up to you to define a brush so that the polygon will be filled with some specific brush. Of course, you can specify the line properties to have the outer line of the polygon to be drawn inside of another color, for example, or those kind of things. So all those different parts here modify the graphical behavior of the BeamMap control. This means that it will be regarding the application you want to perform to just define some specific things onto your BeamMap control. So we saw as sample how to add some push pins, some polylines, some polygons, but you will be able to add some extra layers. So what's happening is that the BeamMap control is composed and will draw himself in a set of different layers. You will have the IRL or road level, you will have a level of the polylines, polygons. You will have a level that contains all the push pins, but up to you to add some extra layers inside of your beammap control. So this means that each level can also be made visible or invisible. So taking, for example, you have a card and different polygons that are displayed onto the map that represent, for example, some parcels. You can easily define a button that will show this layer or hide this layer, which means that you don't have to enumerate all the different polygons to hide them eventually, but you will be able to hide all the different parts of a particular layer directly. But most of the things that we just saw here will run locally onto the device. And all the information that we have to provide regarding to the locations will be handled by the device itself. So here, the next demonstration, we will do a demonstration by retrieving all kind of points back from the beammap services to be able to trace a road and a routing in between two points. So the idea here is starting from my application that we enhanced inside of our demonstration. In this case, I have a polyline that will go from the Microsoft Innovation Center up to the Microsoft building here in Brussels. But of course, only if we are by plane or by helicopter, it will not be easy to just figure out if I need to turn right or turn left to be able to go from one point to another one. Of course, it's also not very easy to calculate everything by your own because we don't have a real idea about the notion of what's a route onto the beammap control. So the only way will be to retrieve this information from the beammap services by asking the service from calculate me a route in between those two points. And we will use those polylines to represent all those different portions and the different roads that we need to take to be able to go from one point to another one. So the next demonstration will show a basic idea about how we will be able to implement some routing inside of our application. So I will not do the demonstration of all the different SOAP services and all the REST services because the ID is always the same. I will make a request for some particular service onto the web server, and I will get back the result. In the case of SOAP, it will be encapsulated inside of different calls. In the case of my REST calls, I will receive it back as an XML file that I will need to pass by myself. So in this case, I will make the demonstration. So going back to my Visual Studio. Okay, so I have my Visual Studio with should be displayed. So the idea here is that we'll continue to have everything that we did previously. Oops, I will end my... So first thing I will need to do is that I will access some particular services from the beammap servers, which means I will add a particular reference to this service so that all the proxies of those SOAP services will be generated for me. So I will add a service reference. And remember, at the beginning of my presentation, I mentioned all the different endpoints for those SOAP services. So in my case, I will take the routing one. Okay, so adding the dev.virtual.net web services v1 and taking the root service.svs. So hit the go to see if I don't have any troubles accessing to the SOAP services. Take some little time. Okay, so this is it. I have my root services where I have basically one function that allow me to calculate the route or calculate from major routes, which are the two main possibilities to get back a routing from one point to another one. So of course I will be able to modify the namespace of the proxy that will be generated. So in my case I will not modify it, it will be service reference one for the demonstration purpose, but in the real life code you should define some other name so that you will be able to make the difference in between the routing services or the other services that you are calling onto the BingMap server. So in this case I will be able to call the things, and I will again make some cut and paste of some code to avoid to write everything. So remember that all the different code that I just cut and paste, it will be available as a block onto my onto the Mythic web server. So if you want to make all those samples by your own, all the source code will be available, except maybe the key of the BingMap control, which is mine, so will not provide it freely on the internet. So the root service, I will just have to resolve it. So because we had the service reference, by adding the using on top of my source code here, I will be able to access my root service client. So this means that I need to first define what will be the endpoint. So we'll not go too deeply in the details, but depending the type of binding, there are many different types of bindings that will be possible. In the case of the Windows Phone device, keeping it by default is the best way, because in most of the cases we don't know really the infrastructure which is behind our phone and handled by the operators. So the HTTP binding is basically the easiest one to handle. So what's happening is that when I will perform and when I will transmit my request, I will get back my response. So I've need to, this operation will be done asynchronously. So this means that the request will be sent, you will get back, or the device will get back the response, and this response will be provided to us through a background thread. Okay, so completely asynchronous. This means that I need to set up an event handler that will be called when my route will be calculated by the BingMap server. I will be able also to specify a culture ID. So the BingMap services handles different languages. So in the case of Windows Phone, you make your application, maybe you have particular resources in French, Dutch, English, or whatever kind of language. You will need, inside of the request, to just mention the same culture as the one of your device. Okay, so the best thing to do for that is just to retrieve, regarding the current application and the context of the current running application, the culture of the running application, and just to provide it to the request. Of course, you will be able to add execution options. So in my case, I just specified the suppress fault. You will be able to specify some routing options, what kind of information you want to retrieve back. And what you will have to provide is a collection of points. So by default, in our case, I will provide 2 points, which is the source point and the destination point. So basically, the source point will be the Microsoft Innovation Center, and the destination point will be the building of Microsoft here in Brussels. And I will add those different points. If, for example, you are making a routing And you need to go from one point, from point A to point B, and from point B to point C, and to make really some stops in between the final destination and the source, up to you to add some more waypoints inside of the enumeration. So in my case, I specify only two waypoints. So the waypoint are just kind of positions where we need to make a stop. Okay. Then there is some small stuff here, which is the credential provider. So the request, and inside of the request, we need to associate the credentials, which is this particular serial number, license number, that we retrieved from the Bigma portal, to be able to associate it with the request. So remember that in the case of Windows Phone applications, all those calls are free, but if you are making a real commercial application and you want to include the BMAP control inside of your commercial application, for each request that you are performing to calculate a route, there are some fee that has to be sent to Microsoft for that. Okay, so it's the reason why I will have my I lose my mouse. Okay, so the way to do that is that inside of the credential providers, so the association that I did with my map, I have a particular method that give me a way to associate a callback function. So instead of writing the callback function, associating the callback function, writing the code inside of my callback function, et cetera, et cetera. So I make everything in line, so it will be easier. And I will get back the credential informations that I will associate with the credentials for the request. Once I have this information, I will be able to call the calculate route function method with the particular request that I defined. So the idea is really to say to the services, give me all the enumeration of the routes in between the Microsoft Innovation Center to the Microsoft building here in Brussels, and to calculate the routes to arrive to that. So of course, I just add my event that I have to implement. So the event that I have to implement will look like that. So I have my event. Remember that you will get back the result inside of a background thread because you are modifying the behavior of some components that are handled by the user interface. All the components handled by the user interface has to be handled through the main thread. So we have to switch from the background context to the foreground context, and the foreground thread, and the one that handles the UI. This will be done through the dispatcher begin invoke, and I will call my function trace route, so that we'll be able to isolate and really concentrate on the creation of my polyline. So if everything is fine at that, I should have a call to my event, specifying that everything is retrieved from the server, and now I need to represent this set of different lines that I will get back from the server onto my map. So the way to trace lines, and most of the routes are represented just by a sequence of lines, will be to use the polyline and to define all the locations that I get back from the server to transpose them inside of my enumeration of the polylines. So I will have, this time I will not take blue because blue will be the polyline that goes straight forward from the Microsoft Innovation Center to Brussels. I will use, let's say, orange to represent this one. So just before making demonstration, just a quick review of the code. I added the services to the Bitmap service to calculate the routing. I create my client. I specify the parameters for my request, which contains the parameters, which contains the different points and the waypoints where I need to make a stop. In my case, only 2 points, source point and the final destination. Up to you to point and set more of them. The result has to be interpreted inside of the foreground thread. So this kind of operation goes to the foreground thread. And I need to represent those different lines and those different roads to my card. So I will use the polyline, and for each location that I get from the result, I will make one location inside of my polyline. Of course, once it is done, I just add my polyline to the card. So just compile it, and I will run it. So I will switch back to my full desktop. Okay, so you should see on your screen, I will have my 2 points, the Microsoft Innovation Center. I will have the Microsoft building in Brussels. I still have my polyline that represents the shortest way, which is in blue. And I will have in orange, it's a little bit more yellow onto my screen than orange, but whatever. All the different lines which represent roads to go from the Microsoft Innovation Center to the Microsoft building. So if I just make some zoom, so we should see that this is the entrance of the parking, and we need to take this road, and then at some point we will switch back here. We go onto the highway, and etc. etc. And so we have a road direction that will be represented onto our Bitmap control, and show you the different lines, because this is just a line. Here we have a sequence of different lines to show that it's turning. We see here the break of another line. Of course, the more you will zoom in the card, the more you will see the breaks that are appearing inside of the lines. And so here we continue to the highway up to the Microsoft Innovation Center. Okay. So this is for the routing. So most of the other services are basically accessible in the same way, which means that you have always a kind of client that will encapsulate the call, handling the giving the parameters for the request, getting back the result. Here we had the example of making a routing in between 2 points, but you will be able to retrieve information about a lot of different things, except for traffic, because this one will be done only to the REST calls for that. So switching back to my slides. So we saw the demonstration regarding the routing services. So just so that you have some traces onto the slides, I just cut and paste the code to allow you to make some routing also. So most of the different parts inside of the samples and the demonstration that were done here, the code that is written inside of the demonstration is the code that appears onto the slide, just a cut and paste. So I think you have access to all to the slides. If you want to perform the same exercise and the same demonstrations at your place, just cut and paste the code which is inside of the slide, and you will be able to reproduce all the different samples and demonstrations that we did up to now. So we had the request, we had the response. So this ends this presentation. So of course there is, again, a lot of things to say about BingMap controls and also the BingMap services, which are really giving us a lot of information, which is centralized onto the Terra servers of Microsoft. So adding the BingMap control inside of your application, making some routing, adding some extra information on top of the map is something which is not really complicated. At some other points I should be able, or should prefer to say, it's really easy to add some information on top of the BingMap and the usage of the BingMap. I just want to repeat a point that I mentioned in the introduction, the overview of the BingMap control. The BingMap control use online services. So each part of the images that you see onto the BingMap control are each time retrieving through data connection. So it's really through the network connection, can be a Wi-Fi connection, can be a cellular connection, 3G, Edge, or whatever. But this means that if for any reason you don't have any real-time network connection, first, you will not have access to the aerial view, you will not have access to the road view, because each part is really retrieven rectangle by rectangle on the BingMap server side. Also, of course, the routing and the request that you will perform for routing will not be available either, because everything will be done through the network connection. So this means that you should always figure out, when making your applications, to think about, and what's happening if I don't have a data connection? What should I display to my end user? What should be the other possibilities to my end user? Should I disable some part of the application? Should I display some message to the user to say I'm not able to do some part? So this is a reflection that you will have to do by your own regarding to the application that you are making. So I think this ends this short presentation in 1 hour and a half. If you have any questions, I think there is some time to discuss or to have some online questions and answers. So again, at the beginning of the slides, there is a link to my blog. So the slides, and I will try to take some time to make some little blocks about each of those different samples on it.